Memoir of a Guide Dog. My First Blind Date by Mary Bell Steele. Read by Harry Williamson. My handsome golden boy appeared as a guide dog companion 14 years ago, and his devotion to keeping me safe and happily moving forward in our travels is remembered forever in my heart. This is his recollection of our first date. When I was 15 months old, I graduated from guide dog school. It was a very proud moment in my puppy dog life. My family were there at my graduation, and they were so proud of me. We couldn't believe that I had passed my 12 months of socialising, 5 months of intense training, and an endless week of exams. I was now a fully-fledged guide dog. It hadn't been easy passing delicious food smells from cafe sidewalks, ignoring feline provocation from cats along our route, and having to keep my composure when a persistent Jack Russell yapped at me when we were waiting at the traffic lights. After graduating, I moved back to the guide dog kennels where I was born. It was comforting to smell all those wonderful aromas from my puppyhood days while I was waiting to be matched to my new owner. One morning, I overheard the trainers talking about my new family. She was legally blind and she had a small boy child. Good grief, he better not pull my fur with his sticky fingers. Paws crossed. Let's hope he is as well trained as I am. I knew it was a special morning because my trainer groomed me from head to tail. Here, laddie, you're going to a new home soon. Got to make you look smart for your new lady friend. I was so excited. I had a quick drink from the silver bowl outside the kennels and tried not to run around in circles. Suddenly, I felt like a puppy again. The fresh morning air tickled my whiskers. I sniffed the ground looking for clues. I puffed and I panted, in need of another drink. The door of her guest room opened slowly, and there she was, my new human companion, sitting on the tiled floor, waiting to greet me. I tossed my head proudly as I walked closer to her. She smelt like the sweet flowers by her door, and I gave her a polite kiss on the cheek. My trainer handed her my new leash, suggesting we spend a little quiet time to get to know each other. I looked around for her boy child as she unclipped my leash. She held up her hand right up to my nose, her palm dotted with tiny biscuits. My taste buds went into overdrive, and I failed my first test as I dived under her bed to hunt out the secret stash. Maybe over here, under the chair, or over there, under the dresser, or... Nev, sit! Her sudden harsh tone startled me. Okay, no need to growl. Keep your fur on. She seemed happier when I sat by her side and began to massage my neck with gentle hands. We peered into each other's eyes for the first time, and I knew I could love her. Her blue eyes radiated so brightly, I wanted to ask her if she was really blind. Several months later. Oh, I am now living in a comfortable home with my new family. The boy child is... tolerable, although he has an annoying habit of grabbing my collar to pull me about like one of his toy cars. He's 3 years old and hasn't even started school. Can you believe that? My duty of care for my blind owner involves getting her safely around, crossing roads, navigating our way to the main street, avoiding obstacles and locating the places she needs to get to. I have to really concentrate and listen for her instructions. But so far, we are working well as a team. My favourite place is the supermarket. The aroma of the meats and treats is a hound's paradise. Some days we travel on the train to the city. I can't believe how silly humans can be. They walk right in front of us and make my work very difficult. People try and get my attention by whistling and talking to me, giving me eye contact or patting me on the head. Don't they know that a guide dog's got to do what a guide dog's got to do? My human tries to tell them politely not to pat me when I'm working. But some people just don't listen. Sometimes, after an exhausting guiding day in the city, I return home completely brain dead. I unwind with a delightful bowl of dog food and a cuddle with my lady companion. The boy child comes to watch TV and lies right on top of me, as if I am his royal cushion. I drift off to sleep, dreaming of hot dogs and where I might have buried my last smelly bone. Many, many years later. I'm a little older these days, and my waistline isn't what it used to be. You see, I retired 2 years ago. Guide work got a bit too much. The walking was killing my paws, and I just couldn't keep up the pace. But I did give my beloved human companion the best part of 8 working years of my life. I still live with her and the boy child. But we have a new member to our family. A man guide. He's pretty cool too. And now they take me for a walk. Sometimes not even with my leash. And I'm free to be myself, running around with the other dogs in the park. My life is still rewarding. It's just different now. Like they say, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. But the boy child is showing me how to chase after balls and other playful stuff. The best part of my retired life is I finally have time to smell the trees.
I hope you've enjoyed my short story, adapted for radio and recorded at Spring Studio, Melbourne, Australia. Original music by Harry Williamson.